Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to this segment, our Surah Yaseen segment. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, taking you through the verses, we spoke to you and we told you about this person who was a carpenter, Habib al-Najjar, and he was a carpenter and he turned believer. Does not mean that, okay, you're a carpenter. Let's rather say it in this sense. He was not a believer and he turned to becoming that which filled with iman. Now when he becomes this Muslim, he's ready to give his life then in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does he do? He says he's so convinced and he comes running. We spoke to you about this and he says, follow the messengers. Ittabi'u al-mursaleen. Verse 20 we said to you. Follow the messengers. Ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra wa hum muhtadun. Follow those who do not claim any reward from you and they are on the right path. Follow those. Then he says, and he addresses himself, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And what excuse do I have if I do not worship the one who has created me and to whom you will be returned? What excuse do I have if I do not worship the one who has created me and to whom you will be returned? So this teaches us that our iman cannot be exchanged for anything. And you will know, and going closer into the hadith, you will see, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yusbihu rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira, and vice versa. A person in the morning, believer, at night, disbelief, and vice versa. Now, you have to understand the end of the hadith. What's the cause of this? Yabi'u deenahu bi'aradhim min ad-dunya. He sells, he trades in his deen for a small, meager price. We must hold, you see, we haven't understood this till now. The value of our deen, the value of our iman, we have to hold on to it. Hold on to it so well and consider it valuable that to trade it in, is it worth it? And this is what had went through the inner recesses of Habib's heart. Nobody could convince him otherwise. Now, you can stone me, you can kill me, do whatever you want. So he says then in verse 23, أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. Shall I adopt those deities besides him? If they hypothetically, there's no deity besides Allah. But addressing them, wanting them to hear as well. Shall I adopt those deities besides him, Allah? يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانِ بِضُرٍ لَا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, is filled with mercy, but if he has to decide to do harm to me, then he's... Now, what's the objective? You have to understand things in its context. The objective here is for those who are around to listen. And this is a da'wah. So you're addressing yourself. Hey, I need to change this in my life. But you also the target, you listen. Maybe you can also benefit from this. If Ar-Rahman intends to do harm to me, their intercession means these false deities, their intercession cannot help me in the least. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. Nor can they come to my rescue. That is how feeble this is which you're worshipping. Now, when you come to Allah Azza wa Jal, He is there, He is able to assist me. وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. He doesn't pass away, He is ever, ever living. His qualities are sublime. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. Then He says, verse 24, إِنِّي إِذَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. In that case, I will be in open error indeed. إِنِّي إِذَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. In that case, I will be in open error indeed. So, further pushing that thought in them, that aql, that intelligence, because every man has that little bit of intelligence to think that this is right, this is wrong. If I have to do so, leave my sustainer, Ar-Rahman, and I have to follow your deities, can they assist me if Ar-Rahman comes to attack me or comes to harm me? It can never happen. Ar-Rahman is just. But just to make them think, are they going to really help me? Can these idols, deities do anything to help me? And why was he so, remember always this, why was he so motivated, filled with iman? Because he was sick. And he then got shifa. The messengers pleaded to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they then also assisted in this process. Allah is the one who gives shifa. So once he then got the shifa, now nobody can convince you otherwise. And now he's brimming with iman and carrying on. Verse 25. Inni amaltu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Undoubtedly, I have believed in your sustainer, so listen to me. Inni amantu bi rabbikum. I have believed in your sustainer. Now, you could ask this question, that why was he, Habib, referring to Allah as their sustainer when they didn't believe in Allah? So, he wanted to express the reality that, look, this is your reality which you deny. This is the reality which you do not accept. So this. But there is also another way to look at it. It could also be that this address is to the messengers, and the purpose of saying Inni amantu bi rabbikum, it may be addressed to those messengers. And he wanted them to testify or to serve as a witness to say that, look, I am a believer now. I'm bringing iman. Fasma'un. So listen to me. So that's one of the two possibilities. Then you move to verse 26. قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Thereafter, when his people killed him, it was said to him, enter the paradise. قِيل, it was said to him. And قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, it was said to him, enter into paradise. He said, what was his response? قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. He said, what that? Would that my people knew. He was still concerned about his people. Now, let's just go back here. قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said to him, enter paradise. One year, possibility is that the angels told him, enter into paradise. This is you're going to enter into paradise. So the message was given to, was conveyed via the messengers, or via the angels rather. So that's one. Number two, Qurtubi has mentioned this. Number two, it is possible that when a person passes away, he sees. Just the other day we were speaking to one person, he lost his honorable father. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He said, when my father was just about to leave the world, he was looking up at something and his eyes was following something. And then he just left the world. It's as he was following something. Who knows what it is? Can we now tap in and see what was he thinking? No, they cannot do. No artificial intelligence can do any of that. But anyway, it is possible that Allah Azza wa Jal shows you something that is comforting to you. You are being stoned, you are being killed to death. But Allah comforts you in his own manner, in his own way. So this is it. Now, there is a lesson which we will learn from here tomorrow, inshallah, and that is how to give dawah. See this well-wishing, this concern that even at that time, it wasn't just, you know what, I'm going to show you I'm better than you. It was that burning desire that I want you to bring iman. This is it. This is the difference.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.